Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Friday here on the show, and we got a lot going on here today. But before we get into any frivolity, first off, I want to apologize. I apparently am not, I'm under the weather. My voice is all messed up. But before we get to the frivolity here today, I do want to wish the best of the friends and family of Joe Doering. We talked a couple of days ago about how he had been moved to hospice care, and he has passed away at 44 years old. At 9:13 a.m. today, June 26th, our brother Joe Doering passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family. Maple Leaf Pro announced, "Those time on this earth lasts only 44 years. Joe packed 1,000 years worth of living into every one of them. Joe is survived by his beloved wife, Lindsay, his family, leaves behind countless friends and devoted fans from around the world who will forever remember his strength, courage, and spirit. Rest in peace, Joe. You will never be forgotten." He had been diagnosed with brain cancer in 2016. He was able to return. He resumed wrestling in 2022. And his brain cancer returned it two more times. Tens of thousands of dollars raised on a GoFundMe, friends, family, and peers. And just moved into hospice care a couple of days ago and then passed away, I guess, today. So, very sad story. Former All Japan Triple Crown champion. Worked for TNA and a number of other places as well. So, all the best. We're going to head to a break here in a moment. Filthy Tom is going to join us here today. We have news to get into. We will be getting into news. And it is Fun Friday, so we have a couple of special things we're going to be doing later on today that I'll talk about after the break. But stick around, everybody. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Sometimes, life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home, as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis.
Control is everything to me.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I think Filthy Tom is joining us. Where are you, Tom? You got a video up? Oh, there you are. Hello! I couldn't see it on the gimmick there. I got it behind
your
the
eyes.
Scenes. I got it behind the scenes here. Yes, everybody, it's Fun Friday on the show.
Get in your booster chair so you can see me.
And we didn't have fun news to start the show, but Yeti here says, I'm ready for some fun. Had a bad Friday at work. We're going to try and lighten everyone's mood today. I do have news, including one story that is actually... Oh, I'm wildly entertained by the story, but that'll be in the second segment. But we will have a sponsorship snackdown today. Correct, Tom?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. I went. Me too.
Okay. Well, good. All right, so we'll have a sponsorship snackdown. And then in the final segment of the show, yes, Nick CXS is returning today because we are going to do a Fun Friday fashion segment. What? Not just you and me, Tom, but others in this business. She's got a presentation. We're going to have video.
PowerPoint?
I don't know if it's PowerPoint, but I think she got a new printer, so she's going to... We're gonna have nothing better for a radio show than to have a bunch of pictures. But that's coming up in the final segment of this show, and she has been reminded, language, because we had a problem last time regarding puffy shirts. Now, let's get to the news. Obviously, this weekend is very busy. Tomorrow morning, it's Night of Champions. And then Sunday, we have three shows, Great American Bash, Slammiversary, and Forbidden Door. And you and I talked about the NXT show.
That's the only one I'm watching.
On Tuesday. Well, good, because I can't watch that one. But are you aware that that show... Like, I still am not sure what to think of that show, because it was like, it was horrible, but like there was something about it that I was just amused. There was not one second where I was bored watching that show. 668,000 viewers and a 0.11. That is the best audience since February 17th. It's currently June. And the best demo since February 10th. So it went head-to-head with the NBA draft. It went head-to-head against the World Cup. And it drew viewers, so there you go. And speaking of NXT, Tom, last night on the old X, there was a new video from Produce Wrestling, and it featured Andre Chance, the former Andre Chase. Apparently, Chance University is coming to Produce. Is that right?
It sounds that way to me. Class is in session.
Class is in session. Greetings, Professor Chance here. All we ask here at Chance U is, why can't you have your cake and eat it too? I'm happy to announce Chance University is partnering with Produce Wrestling. Help professional wrestlers get their degree. All while maintaining the ambitious and educational experience of life on the road as an independent professional wrestler. This is your opportunity, wrestlers. Take a chance on a better future, because the mind is a very dangerous thing to waste. He's back, baby. Who's out there right now?
Are you Bodie? Are you going to pledge or what?
Bodie Hayward's still out there, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And
actually, I think he's doing a reality show or something.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. What about Duke Hudson, Tom?
I'm not familiar with that name.
Do you want to tell everybody what happened last night?
I don't think I can say it.
Why
on air.
I started crying at the end of the Brian and Vinny show because your text came through and cracked me with just moments left on the show. Why don't you even get it out with a straight face?
I just had his name wrong.
Yeah, you want to tell me?
No.
Guys, Tom legitimately could not remember Duke Hudson's name.
I thought I was closer than I was.
You could not remember his name. Would you like to tell everybody you thought his name was?
I thought I was close, okay?
Dick Minster. He texted this to me last night. Dick Minster. I was like, what? What are you talking about? And I was like, you know, Duke Hudson's available. And, oh, that's who I was thinking about. Couldn't remember his name, Tom.
Where's the full text? Because it's better.
Can we read the entire text?
No.
Well, we can't read all of it.
No.
Couldn't remember his name, and that was legit the first thing that came to mind. Duke Hudson, Jesus.
He could be you, me, and Masters against who?
Yeah. Well, you wrote Thea Sleet, Andre Chance, and Dick Minster.
He's all right.
I hope you're proud of yourself. I'm proud of myself. Anytime I can crack Tom and make him cry, it's a fun Friday.
Somebody, Brody Hubbard, says Dick Minster is a real YouTube channel.
Really?
Check this guy out. But
I guess you're going to have to.
Oh, my God.
All right. With the state not opposing the motion, Ludwig Kaiser's defense has been granted access to key evidence in his legal case.
Well, sorry to cut you off, but this is so stupid. Why wouldn't they have access to the footage?
That's a good question. Well, let me at least finish so people know what I'm talking about. The defense wants to gain access to surveillance footage, asking the court to issue a subpoena on the apartment complex, because the apartment complex, allegedly, when El Grande Americano and his girlfriend were in the elevator, and then this fella showed up and claimed they were aggressively making out, and he told them to please have some manners. He claims that he was attacked, and you know, there's a surveillance camera, and so obviously there's a legal case. And so the defense is like, hey, how about we see this footage? And the apartment complex is like, well, I can't give it to you. We got to get a subpoena from the court. And so they're like, all right, we're going to subpoena it. And then the court said, okay. And so they want any and all recordings from videotape surveillance, 12th floor, including the elevator, all areas surrounding the elevator, on or about April 23rd, 2026, from 6 p.m. until 6:45 p.m. There's a pretrial conference scheduled for, people are laughing, but that's literally what it said in the police report. Aggressively making out. Pretrial conference July 16th.
Those Latinas are fiery.
Where, thank you. The defense will meet and discuss a possible plea agreement and whether the case is going to trial. So that's the latest. Kizer facing misdemeanor battery charge related to the incident. And we'll see what happens. We will know more, presumably very soon.
Is that going to be a sanctioned match? El Grande versus Miss Demeanor?
It's very possible it could be a mixed tag in AAA.
Big schmoz.
Yeah. SmackDown tonight is the final 3-hour edition of the program. That's why today is Fun Friday.
Hallelujah.
It's been all right, I guess, but I'm much happier that it's going to 2 hours. And I think to celebrate, we should watch a 3-hour block, and you and I can review old Dick Minster's eating show afterwards.
It's Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman, I'm sorry. I legitimately thought that was his name. Because he goes places and eats, right?
Yeah. That's what he does. He orders everything on the menu.
Everything.
He went to Seattle, I believe, to open the season. And remember? Because he ate that clam.
The gooey duck. Which is ironic when talking about. We got to head to a break, everybody, before the show goes completely off the rails for the first time. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223.
800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, before we do the sponsorship snackdown, I got one more news story I got to talk about here. We did the full preview for all the weekend shows yesterday. I don't know if we need to do it again here, but
at least NXT.
Well, there are plans.
And what about UFC in Azerbaijan?
So anyway, their plans for CM Punk to move over to the WWE SmackDown roster, according to Dave Meltzer. But he might end up making at least one more appearance on Raw before that happens. New issue of The Observer states that Punk has been, quote, pushing very hard for his big return to take place on the July 6th episode of Raw, given the show is in the Chicago area. Even though Punk is earmarked for SmackDown, he's pushing very hard for his return to be on the July 6th Raw. His departure was basically to get him ready for moving to SmackDown, eventually a program with Cody Rhodes. But to say there are no issues at all, that wouldn't be correct. It's not as bad as some have made it out to be, but it's not like there aren't any issues at all. That's an excellent old-school Dave Meltzer vagary right there. So I don't know what's going on, but that's what he says. But apparently he's back on July 6th, or at least that's what he'd like to do. Now, my favorite story of the last couple of days. Did you see this Punk interview that he did a couple of days ago? Probably not, right?
Did not.
Okay. Well, let's see if I can find what show it was on. All right. It's on The Late Run Show. And you can find clips of this on Twitter. And probably just find at The Late Run Show. But CM Punk is doing this interview, and he's telling the story, it says here, of the Brazil flag incident Chris Jericho was involved in during their match at a 2012 live show, okay? So Punk's on this show, and he explains, we were doing this match in Brazil, and he says we haven't been back to Brazil since because there was an incident where Chris Jericho got a hold of a Brazilian flag. And I'm not sure, I forget exactly what he did, but he did something. And Punk goes, so the next thing you know, ring is surrounded by guys with machine guns, and these Brazilians are not happy. And basically his story is like, they told us, man, you guys got to get out of there. It's looking bad. But Jericho didn't want to go home. He was going to keep doing the match. And so Punk explained, I had to roll this guy up and stack him, high stack and pin him to get us out of there. He's telling this whole story, okay? So anyway, what's amazing about this, okay, what's amazing about it is as he's telling the story, in like the bottom left-hand part of the screen, they actually show clips from the match. It's very brief. It just like flashes on the screen and then disappears, okay, as he's telling the story about this match. So, like, you know, once people saw that, they were like, well, wait a second. The match exists. Like, there's a handheld of it. The story that he's telling us about. So you'll never guess. People went up and they found the match. And you will be stunned to hear that none of that happened. There were no men surrounding the ring with machine guns. There was no shoot roll up. They just, like, did a match. Fans were, like, cheering and everything like that. And then, you know, Jericho tried to swing a chair and, you know, Punk avoided it, hoists him up, hits his finisher, 1, 2, 3. I was like, my God, this guy's, he's turned into Hulk Hogan. He had this totally made up story about this incident that happened with Jericho. And just like the funniest part to me was he's telling the story and they actually have footage of the match as he's telling the story. So anyway, I was greatly amused by that over the last couple of days. Maybe I'll bring that up in a promo when we come back. But that, hey, that is one time when we can say, we can tell him when he was telling lies. CM Punk and Chris Jericho in 2012 in Brazil. All right. You want to do predictions for your NXT? Oh, we got to do the sponsorship snackdown. Tell us about it.
Tell you about it.
Yeah.
Well, you took part as well, so.
Well, give us a like.
As always.
Yes. Sorry.
As always, we have a great number of sponsors that are under the TKO umbrella doing business, helping out the shareholders maximize their profits. One of them is actually a company headed by residents of Henderson, Florida. Or Henderson, Nevada. I'm sorry. I screwed it up. I screwed up my
own. You want to start over again?
Hometown. No, I don't.
Okay.
This is par for the course. Henderson, Nevada, and that is Panda Express, who is a big sponsor of NXT. They have been sponsors for a while. And I had the new Dynamite Sweet and Sour Chicken. They do not have the barbecue ribs, sold out.
What? They have barbecue ribs down there?
Well, no, they don't because they're sold out.
Well, I mean, they're
out.
Supposed to?
They are supposed to, yeah.
Wow. They didn't have those when I went.
What were your options? Did they have a specialty?
No. I don't even know if they have that. Didn't you go once and you really wanted that that spicy chicken or whatever and they were out?
It was a different one. That was the Boldak.
Excuse me?
Yes. Yes.
They were out of
yes.
Boldak.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe it's Korean. But now they have a new Dynamite spicy chicken. And I have to say, after eating it, Brian, I had a bowl. I've got some right
Excuse
here.
Excuse me?
Actually, yeah, I had a bowl with, what is it? Chow mein, lo mein, the noodles and vegetables. Look, I'm going to put this on the air.
Oh, my God. You've got the food in your room?
Look at that thing. Look at, you can see the sausage dripping off that.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I ate it. I loved it. It was like a four-alarm blaze of blistering beaks and geeks, a crispy cavalcade of crunchy cockerel, peppery, pungent poultry pandered by Panda.
Excuse
and after
me.
You eat it, tomorrow I'm going to be a laboratory legend leaving toilet lids laying.
Oh, my God.
11 out of 10 stars.
I just got the grilled chicken. I liked it. It's my review. Actually, you know what I want to talk about? You know what I don't like about Panda Express, Tom? And please don't eat on the air. You know what I don't like about Panda Express? Oh, God. Why don't you read us your fortune while you're at it?
That's my point. That's why I have it.
I'll wait.
Go ahead.
Nah, my argument's not important. I hate the rice. If you go to get teriyaki or any sort of, like, it's supposed to be the sticky rice, the short grain sticky rice. But when you go to Panda, they got that long grain or whatever, and it's not sticky. And, you know, some of them are like overcooked or undercooked, and so they get like caught in your, I hate that rice. It's like it's the only restaurant, the Asian restaurant, that doesn't have sticky rice. I don't know why. I can go to the frickin' Safeway down the road and get their teriyaki chicken. They got the right kind of rice. All right, read it.
Make time for your passions.
What an irony, given the next segment here on this program. Make time for your passions. Whether it be the passion of fashion, the passion of professional wrestling.
Oh, by the way, congratulations.
My passion for sticky rice, yes.
Congratulations to the divine feline, Nikita Lyons, the new Evolve Women's Champion.
Golly, can you imagine? The new Evolve Women's Champion. How come you've never done Evolve? Have you done Evolve?
No.
No? You'd fit right in there.
I am an anime girl who's looking for... I can't even say it.
Damn. You're an idiot. We got nothing else to talk about for the next 2 minutes. You got anything for me?
Yeah, nothing else to talk about. There's only four papers.
Oh, yeah, I guess you
weekend.
Want to talk about. What do you want for the NXT? Let's do the NXT preview here real quick.
What are the shows?
It's Fun Friday. What like, we're matches? Already done for the weekend. Tony D and Naraku. House of Torture coming back?
I pray Naraku wins.
Yes. We need the House of Torture to return. Lola Vice and Kendall Gray for the NXT women's title.
I think they're pulling the trigger.
You think so?
I think Kendall Gray's winning, yeah.
I actually have this feeling that Lola Vice is going to win and Kendall Gray is going to turn heel. That's what I'm thinking.
I could also see that.
Yep. Zarya and Tatum, NXT North American women's title.
Zarya retains.
Yes, I agree. Tavion and Miles Bourne, NXT North American title.
It's about damn time they do something with Tavion Heights.
But
I don't think they're going to.
I don't either. I think if Kendall Gray doesn't turn heel, then Miles is going to turn heel. That's what we really need.
They've been toying with Tavion being the one turning, so for like months and months.
Now we've got the chat. Now we've got Ren Sinclair against it's Ariana Grace for the women's speed title.
That's the people's main event.
That's on the PLE, by the way. Ren Sinclair and Ariana Grace.
And I'm guessing there's a Dion Lennox Saquon Sugars match as well.
Yeah.
Which Dion Lennox will probably win.
Dion Lennox, I hope not. I mean, it depends if they're going to do like some sort of feud. I mean, in real life, Saquon Sugars is the guy that should be pushed. I mean, what are we doing here? But I can see them doing what they do with old Dion. So, yeah, it's possible. Hey, listen, apparently that show, and I was alerted here, and this is actually kind of, I guess we'll have to figure out how this works, but Great American Bash airs at 7 Eastern, an hour before the Forbidden Door main event show starts. So you could watch the first hour of the Bash, he says, to see the opener. But the problem is, you guys got to check your listings, because I was told that very likely the West Coast is not going to be able to watch the Great American Bash live. It's going to be 7 Pacific as well. So folks like me, and I guess you, Tom, we're just...
I don't play by those rules.
Okay. Actually, you don't. Hey, listen, we're going to do a break, everybody. When we get back, it's time to talk some fashion here on Fun Friday, Wrestling Observer Live. We'll be right back. Observer Live. Come, my lady, come, come, my lady.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. And by popular request, she is back. Nixie XS is joining us here today for Fun Friday Fashion here on Wrestling Observer Live. We actually have video today for this, believe it or not. Nixie, how you doing?
I barely have makeup on, so low expectations.
You barely have makeup on? What does that mean?
No, this was like, I did this in 5 minutes because I was busy printing out photos of fashion to critique because I'm very prepared.
Now, last time you were on the show, if I may remind you again.
No
F-bombs. You understand? No F-bombs.
The only F-bombs will be fashion.
Okay.
I don't like the name Fun Fashion Fridays. This is my cat who's climbing in the way. Because fashion isn't fun. Fashion is deeply serious to me, Brian, and I think you should know that. And that's
Excuse me?
It's not a fun program. Okay. This is a serious program.
Yeah, what?
Okay, fashion is very fun for me and Filthy, as you can see right now. Because as a tribute to you dropping an F-bomb on Observer Live and almost getting us kicked off the air, we bought giant puffy shirts to do commentary. Yes, I don't know if you can see them. Look, there's Tom's.
It takes up the entire camera.
How do you like that?
Listen, I came prepared with my own printouts of these shirts.
Oh, really?
I have opinions. Okay. I have opinions.
Oh, look at that picture. Oh, my God. It's incredible.
This is the photo I was sent.
That's my magnum opus.
Photo you were sent. Is there somebody doing reconnaissance?
No, Brian sent it to me. You sent it to me, Brian.
Yeah, I sent it to her to ridicule her. Although in reality, I was ridiculing myself. But still. So what do you think of that outfit?
Well, we have to start and say that you told me I could do anything.
Well, anything except swear.
You said it was up to me what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
And I thought really long and hard about what fashion I should talk about, but we've got to start with you, Brian. Mm. We've got to start with you.
I'll take it.
So this photo of Triple H, this was the original inspiration for our discussion.
Okay, hold on. I just got to tell one story here. I'll try and make it quick.
Oh, my God.
You dropped that F-bomb, and I was so appalled. And then after the show, I went to eat. And you sent me that picture. I swear to God, I spit food out of my mouth. I laughed so hard because I thought, you know, wear a puffy shirt. Who cares? I saw that shirt. It's ridiculous. It's preposterous. I don't even blame you for dropping an F-bomb now. Look at that.
A beautiful garment. It's a beautiful outfit.
No. It may have been a bed sheet from the hotel.
I got to unbutton my shirt now.
I would say he stole it from Big Show, but he wasn't hired in WWF by then. But it looks like the right size.
It does.
Yours, Brian, on the other hand.
Yeah.
I think the shirt is great. I think the shirt is a great recreation. My problem is the jeans.
Oh.
My problem is the jeans. He had on beautiful, stupid, baggy slacks. Okay. This is like a frat boy that gets told he needs to wear something nice to church and doesn't know what to wear, so he steals something from his basketball player friend.
Mm.
This is, I'm thinking about returning to the Mormon church.
Oh, wow. Hey, listen.
This one is like,
go ahead.
I'm doing a historical recreation of what it was like to mow your lawn in the 1850s. I don't like the denim. I don't like the denim. I think it.
You don't like denim? What are you talking about?
I don't like the denim in this context. The brown belt messes it up. Were you wearing brown shoes? No.
I was wearing tennis shoes.
You weren't wearing brown shoes.
No.
You can't wear a brown belt unless you're coordinating with the leather of your shoes. And you weren't wearing leather shoes, Brian.
What belt should I wear?
I mean, a black belt is far more neutral.
I mean, I have a black belt, but I mean.
So you could have worn it.
Not that one. Listen, I, when before the show, Tom and I went to Walmart. That's where we got these shirts, and we
No, I did not buy my shirt at Walmart.
Actually, you had one, but I bought mine.
Mine is from a retail store.
Yes, but we were going to buy pants, but it just I don't know why it didn't happen. But we were gonna, right?
No.
I thought we were gonna buy the black pants, too.
No. Oh. I already had jeans.
Not in the budget?
I'm just wearing these.
I mean, it was Walmart. Pretty much anything was in the budget, but... I mean, it was a street fight, so I had to wear denim.
We weren't even in a match.
I know.
It happened.
We were called out of the crowd. I had no gear. I didn't want to rip slacks like Brock.
It was a vibes only appearance. You could have worn slacks.
Yeah, right. Fine.
Tom, I actually really love your outfit.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, thank you.
The shade of your jeans matches the blue in your top really well, and it all pulls together. So
I knew I would be double teamed this entire program.
It also does bring out my eyes. My eyes change color depending on what I'm looking at. So a little bit more of a green would have presented a different look for me. But I thought that the dark blue, while my eyes can't reach that shade, the closer they get to it, I think the better I look. So thank you.
Yeah, I think this is actually a good look. And I think you can pull off like an oversized shirt because of like your frame. You have like broad shoulders, so you can wear
disgusted
size
right
like that. It looks good.
It's not supposed to look good. You were supposed to look like an idiot.
I have the body of a 155 pounder, but the head of a heavyweight. So
yes,
the puffy
it
shirt.
It all goes together.
Yeah, the puffy shirt actually makes me look more proportionate.
Mm.
So really, you're the problem, Brian.
I mean, I've been aware of that for a while, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna give your puffy shirt like 3 Brians out of.
3 out of 10? Well, then I succeeded. I wasn't trying to get a good-looking shirt. Supposed to get something ridiculous.
Yes, but if it was ridiculous in the right way, it loops back around to being attractive. That's how fashion works.
No, I didn't want it. I didn't want that, though.
Oh, Brian.
I didn't want that, though.
Have you ever, like, watched, like, the Met Gala, like, red carpet?
Have no I ever watched the Met Gala red carpet? Did you ask me that question?
Yeah.
No, I have never watched the Met Gala red carpet.
If fashion is ridiculous enough, it goes from being bad to good.
I'll put that on my YouTube TV.
Well, it only happens once a year, first Monday in May. So you're gonna have to wait a while, Brian.
Dang it! Well, I could suffer for one more year. What else
have
you got?
I have more photos of you, Brian.
Of me? Oh God.
Yeah,
I hate this segment. Whose idea was this?
Critique in this fashion review, and about 20 minutes ago, I said, "Why not critique the man himself?" And I went on Google Pictures, and I printed out
Google
a bunch of pictures.
Pictures.
I went on your Instagram, Brian.
Oh, God.
Would you like to explain your headband phase?
Hey, I was growing my hair out. It was in an awkward stage.
This is a different day, but the same headband.
Yeah, it's a cool headband. Yeah, it's atrocious. Look at the size of Bruce's head, Tom. Holy smokes.
What's up with that hang 10 you're throwing up there?
Why are all my friends... so
yeah,
large
headed. Yeah, I didn't notice that. What is that about?
Are you a surfer?
Yeah, you know, I always do that.
Yeah, we're asking why.
I don't know. I've been doing it forever. Back to my surfing days. Yeah.
You should have been wearing like a puka shell necklace or something to really pull.
I probably had my neck. One day I don't wear my wrist gimmicks. Damn it. I'll get
this one you have on what's clearly like a convention wristband or something.
Yeah, I was at the WrestleCrap booth with Artie Reynolds, my co-author, Death of WCW. You should know that. You're a wrestling nerd.
I know. I have that book on my shelf.
Yeah, look at that, everybody. Amazon.com.
You should have made this the picture on the back of the book so they knew how serious it was.
When I do the 30th anniversary, I'll make sure.
Are they
going to
put that picture on Wrestling for Dummies as the front?
That should be the front cover, actually.
Brian, let me pick the photo for you. Please, let me pick the photo for you. It'll either be the best photo of you that you've ever seen or the worst. And you're just going to find out when you get the final copy.
Hey, listen, if they do an author bio with a picture, you can pick the picture. I don't care. You should read the bio I wrote for myself. Talk about Wrestling for Dummies. What else have you got? What else did you find on my Instagram? Oh! Ho, ho!
Buzz cut bleach
God.
Hair, Brian.
Okay, look at that.
That was a big mistake. That one I can admit.
Is that Brian Alvarez or is that former WCW Cruiserweight Tag Champion Kid Romeo?
Yeah, that was brutal, man.
It's really rough.
Yeah.
I want to know what the thought process was.
Well, honestly, if I can...
decision.
If I can be honest...
I like the weather jacket, by the way. I like the jacket.
Oh, thank you. It was my dad's. So if you want the real story, it wasn't my idea. I was teaming with Buddy Wayne, who had a bleached hairdo, and we were doing the protege gimmick, and so he convinced me. He's the one who actually dyed my hair. He's the one that bleached it. I sat in his house. It was Nick Wayne would have been about one, and he was playing in his bouncy house, and Buddy put on all the bleach and bleached my hair. Shaved my head and bleached it. Yep.
You're so lucky you didn't get, like, scalp burns.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Well, maybe
that's why I only did it once.
Buddy went and put bleach on your head, bro.
That's why I only did it one time.
Good because, with salon.
Well, originally he put the cap on and then you pull, like, the little hairs out to just do the tips or whatever. That one was okay, but then the second time he was like, nah, just shave it. We're going to do the whole head. And then he just put bleach all over my head, and I was like, why is my head hurt?
Just
it's turning red.
That never
you put it directly on your scalp.
Yeah, basically.
And that's why you look bald in that. You look like...
I lost most of my hair, probably.
Yeah. It was a rough phase for you.
You look like...
You did a turn to the buzz cut later in your life.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Every single photo you with this buzz cut, you were also wearing a tank top.
That's
weird. I want to know why you had to do both of them together.
Well, it was hot in this. If you were in this room, you'd be wearing a tank top. It's freaking 8,000 degrees in here.
Brian, you look like you'd be wearing Vibram five finger toes in that picture.
I had those for a while.
The shoes.
I had those shoes for a while.
Yeah, you were definitely wearing them in that.
You should be wearing those like ugly surfer sunglasses that like wrap around your head.
Don't tempt me here, Nixie. Where did you find that one? That was not on my Instagram.
This is on Google. Brian Alvarez, and I went to images.
Thank you, Google.
Like the 10th photo. So this is your legacy. And this is why fashion is important, because now this is what people see when they look you up, Brian.
Oh, yeah. You should see the pictures they put on my Wikipedia. Oh, yeah. Let's find the worst picture of Alvarez put up on his Wikipedia. Every time.
That's because it has to be a public common use image.
Mm.
If you license a good photo to be common use, that would be your Wikipedia photo. But you haven't gone through the effort, Brian.
He's
not paying for a photo. God. He's not paying anyone to take a professional photograph.
Kidding me?
Or the ones that have been taken. He's not paying for anybody to use those. Come on.
Well, you better not have found a high school picture.
That's supported because I wanted to find like a nice like gear photo of you, like a promo photo, and I couldn't find a single promo photo.
I don't have any. What are you talking about? Think I know what I'm doing?
Your gear. It's a wrestling fashion review, and I couldn't make fun of your gear because there were no good pictures.
I've been obliterated now going on 10 minutes, 15 minutes here. Is there anybody else you want to bury, or is it just me? What do you got for Tom?
A couple more photos of you, Brian.
Oh, God. Well, go for it. Let's do it. I got an idea for next time.
Well, what's your idea?
I want to see more pictures of me.
Are you sure you don't want to talk about your idea, Brian?
My idea is, can you find one picture that's not appalling next time?
I do. I have one.
Oh, yeah?
I do. It's the last one.
Okay.
It's to soothe the wounds from the rest of this segment.
Well, we got 1 minute, so soothe my wounds.
Okay. Well, we have 1 minute, so this is the worst fashion decision you've ever made. We've talked about this one.
I thought you just said it was going to be the best.
No, well, I have one more after this.
Guaranteed, this is not the worst. Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Wide braids.
Why? I was in Jamaica. That was on the Jericho cruise, and some lady was like, hey, man, I'll do your braids for, I think she said she quoted me some small price, and I fell for it. And then she hit me up for like $175 for that. I paid almost $200 for that.
You paid for this. You paid for someone to put this on your head.
And then, because I paid so much, I didn't take him out for weeks. Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Rocco.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Stand by, Nixie. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Observer Live.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team.
At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Tom is joining us. Nixie XS. Know where the XS comes from? We got 90. We got. I have to have some soothing before you do your plugs here.
Yes, I have one photo, and it's something nice.
One.
And this is actually what you were wearing last week or the week before when we did this. Because you made a joke that what you were wearing was awful. And then I saw the picture afterwards on Twitter. And it's actually quite nice.
Oh, look at that shirt.
Listen, this is nice. This is a nice shirt. You have very dark eyes. So the dark color of the shirt looks nice on you. It's very well balanced with your like color season. It's a
dark heart as well.
It's bold and it's interesting. And I think this is a good shirt. This is a good shirt.
I could wear that to the Met Gala.
It's not that good. Oh. Let's not. This is like 7.5 Brian's out of 10.
All right. Well, that's not too bad.
But that's, I think that's a pretty bad. Good score.
I appreciate that. Well, listen, after that, what have you got coming up this weekend? There's a, you and Tom both. You guys can double team me from afar with produce this coming Monday. What's going on?
Well, I think they should let me hop on commentary because I'm first match on the show. It'll be on the kickoff on YouTube. And then if you want to watch the full show, watch it on my AEW. Buy the pay-per-view with my code. Produce Nixie. Use
Produce
my code
Nixie.
And then they have to keep booking me on produce shows. That's what's happening on Monday. Tomorrow, I have Central States Wrestling in Kansas City. And then on Sunday, I'll be at New York City Pride.
All right. Well, check it out, everybody. And Twitter handle. Throw it out there.
NIXI_PW, like Nixie Pro Wrestling.
There you go. Well, Nixie,
it's that on all the social medias.
I appreciate you doing the show today. We'll do this again because we got to get Tom next time. Or Triple H. Or
I have
Sean.
I can bully.
All right. We're out of time, everybody. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.